At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's time for the lucky colours, numbers and crystals, and
sure
you're doing
is.
Your fortune cards
Absolutely.
Tonight. And we'll kick off with Aries.
Okay, yes. Okay, well, these are the fortune tips. Okay, Aries this week is going to be, we're looking at turquoise and four for this week. And your fortune card is the dragonfly. And this is all about having confidence during this time, Aries, of great joy, renewal and connection to spirit. There could be some constant changes that you're going to accomplish your goals with ease, and self-doubts about your future are going to disappear, and a newfound strength and confidence is shining through.
Nice. Aries, you have the carnelian this week, which improves quality of the blood, stimulates the metabolism, circulation and blood flow, and aids tissue regeneration, helps the kidneys, lungs, liver, gallbladder and the pancreas, and helps to overcome abuse. And Taurus is next.
Red and nine for Taurus this week. Wow, Taurus, you've got the card of the lion and you've got red as the colour. You're the king of the castle and your roar could be heard all over the office, at the business meetings, even socially. Don't let anyone get in your way. You're on a mission to get to the top no matter what. So if you're dreaming of fame, great wealth and luxury, they could be yours this year. Between now and the end of the year, you've got that card.
Okay.
All good.
Nice. Taurus, you have the Lemurian seeded crystal, which assists in removing the diseased or worn out, opens new energy channels in the subtle and physical bodies. And next along is Gemini.
Gemini's green and number four. I love the card flowers. The flowers in the fortune reading cards, the flowers, is all about the success of new projects and the fulfillment of dreams around Geminis. Castles in the sky could become a reality, and those searching for new jobs could be pleasantly surprised by an ad in the newspaper could end up even making you some money. You're going to be more enthusiastic and your aura is changing into a real positive frame.
And Gemini, you have Shiva Langham, Lingam this week, which stimulates the electrical flow of the body systems and subtle meridians, and it's useful for infertility. And next along is Cancer.
Cancer, lucky this week, is the colour pink and six. Okay, this is the card of death. And this is all about endings and transformations. It can mean, look, death if there's someone like, for instance, if someone was 97 or whatever and they were sick. So, but basically it really means all about closure and a positive experience of transformation. And anything, relationships that have not worked could come to an end, friendships that are draining also. So that off with the old and on with the new.
And Cancer, you have Tiger Iron this week, which enhances physical energy, overcoming exhaustion, helps with circulation problems, promotes blood production, increases the red white blood cell count, and it strengthens the immune function. And next along is Leo.
Leo's purple and seven. And the card of Mountain. This is struggles around perhaps some of your relationships, but the mountains represents protection. There's always a danger if you climb a mountain that you could fall. So this card basically is warning of possible hazards or threats and something that you did not create yourself. Remember to be cautious in all decisions made this week. It's a very spiritual time as well.
And Leo, you have the black tourmaline, which aids sleep, strengthens the immune system and provides pain relief. It also helps with the adrenal glands, kidney, spinal column, colon and the legs. With Virgo next.
Okay. And Virgo this week is the key. Orange and two is the numbers and the key. I've selected, which is all about new beginnings, new directions, and adventures await for those ready to let go of the past. You could be feeling restless in your job, but staying for security reasons, or you might be in a dead-end job. Whatever that may be, hold on to your dreams, because the key's opening up new, fresh opportunities very soon.
Virgo, you have Pyrite Cube, which relieves anxiety and frustration, aids digestion and improves circulation and oxygenation of the blood, and enhances the brain function. I need some of that. Libra's yes. Next, Sharina.
Okay, Libra's this week, number 8 and green. The card of luck, and there's a picture of a four-leaf clover. So this is fabulous. For strong career growth is going to be welcomed. Luck around love. Personal relationships could run a little smoother than recently, and troublesome situations could be settled once and for all around Libra's. You're on the right. You are right to be strong and optimistic about the opportunities ahead.
It's Argonite Sputnik for you this week, Libra, which warms the extremities and aids with nerve and muscle spasms and twitches. It also helps to heal bones and discs. And next along is Scorpio.
Scorpio. Scorpio is red and number one. The Phoenix. Be prepared to be renewed after a period of crisis. Representing power and prosperity in all areas of your life, the Phoenix is a symbol of freedom to do what you always have wanted to do. There's an increased vision for your long-term goals. Get ready for the new positive you to emerge brilliantly. Shine your light.
Scorpio.
Do you love it?
I do. Scorpio, you have Amethyst this week, which assists in calming the mind, reduces insomnia and allows restful sleep, reduces stress, eases headaches, helps with hormone production. And next up is Sagittarius.
Sagittarius is turquoise and number 8. The card of the plane is a journey indicated either physically or personally. Your life is going to become more full. And travel is going to could bring love, and chance meetings could incite feelings that you have not experienced for quite some time. So try different holiday destinations and be inspired. There could even be a new job or whatever that may be. And just a little tip there, write your wishes in a journal.
And Sagittarius, you have the rose quartz this week, which strengthens the heart and circulatory system, releases impurities, aids in healing chest and respiratory problems, and increases fertility. Capricorn's next, Sharina.
Capricorn's gold and 3. The snake. Your intuition and healing powers are going to guide you to a better path, but be careful. Spending more time alone could result in your partner, family or friends feeling neglected. But this is a time is good for the soul and useful in planning your next move. Thoughts and emotions are going to run strong and deep around Caps this week at this time, so you may need to spend some time alone. Your intuition is going to be really strong, guiding you into a new and lucky and fruitful path. Just be patient.
And Capricorn, you have the Spirit Quartz this week, which facilitates multidimensional spiritual and cellular healing. It's also a good stone for overcoming grief and death. And Aquarius is next.
Aquarius is this week is purple and 9. The card of the star, I love it. Hard times are over and look forward to an abundance of happiness, enthusiasm and positivity. I think that you should place a gold money box containing gold coins on the left-hand side of your desk, guys, and or near the telephone for wealth and success, and even purchase a red or a bling mobile phone cover, because then you're bringing in some good news. You know, with the phone, you've got a lucky phone. That could be a good tip there for you. And you're going to have satisfying pats on the back for jobs well done and rewards and celebrations, which is around.
Yes, and Aquarius, you have blue quartz this week, which reduces stress and negative thoughts, heals the throat and purifies the blood. And last but not least, your inner is Pisces.
Pisces is yellow and number 6. The card of the sun. Single searching for love, it's very possible. Brand new relationships could be really fulfilling and exactly what you're looking for. Kicking a goal on the work front, it's all good. There's great joy coming into your life. Could even be a birth of a child down the track as well. The sun's shining on your whole life and personal growth is speeding up immensely.
And Pisces, you have aquamarine this week, which calms the nerves and reduces fluid retention. It's good for sore throats, strengthens the kidneys, liver, spleen and the pituitary and thyroid glands.
Well, if anyone's wanting a private read this week, you go to SharinaStar.com and there's the phone numbers are there. There's also a clicking thing that you can do as well and find out more information.
That's pretty technical.
Because one lady did ask before about the month-to-month numerology predictions. Yes, I am doing those. They're on that website, SharinaStar.com. That's the month-to-month with everything that's happening for you each month. So a 12-month reading is available, or podcasts or private reading. So SharinaStar.com. Like the Facebook page, Sharina Star Facebook, because there's some prizes being given away this week with the people liking the Sharina Star Facebook.